Welcome to the Soul Connection Podcast, the place where you get the tools to truly connect to yourself. I am your host, Katie Arnold. Grab your journal, find your comfortable meditation position, and let's connect.
Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hi, friends. Welcome back to the Soul Connection Podcast. I am your host, Katie Arnold, and our intention this month is to choose joy. And my hope is that you are already feeling the benefits of choosing joy in your day, every day. This month, I am recording a little bit more in advance than I usually do because I am traveling a little bit this month. So I had to drive up to Grand Rapids, Michigan for my day job and for a client event with my team. And then as soon as I came back, unpack and repack to catch a flight to Sedona, Arizona, for a entrepreneur business group, I don't know what you want to call it, but a little event out in Sedona, Arizona, and I am hoping to get into that vortex of Sedona and get in some healing and some hiking and also a lot of learning from other great entrepreneurs and figuring out what the next steps look like for my business and how I can better be a support to this little community that we are growing here. So at the time that you guys are listening to this, I'm either in Sedona or already back from Sedona, but I'm recording this before that little bit of a whirlwind weekend of traveling from one place to the next, but very much looking forward to the opportunity to travel, because traveling brings me joy and it makes me feel really good. And so I hope that you all are finding moments this month where you can also choose more joy and do more things that fill your heart and make you feel good, and that does not need to be as big or as extravagant as traveling across the country, of taking a road trip or hopping on a plane or doing both in one weekend. It could just mean really sitting and enjoying the cooler fall weather, or sitting outside in the sunshine and sipping your morning coffee. It can be whatever those moments look like for you, but I hope you are finding more of them this month. Before we get to our good morning meditation today, I just want to remind you, if you don't already have my meditation habit tracker, make sure you grab that at the link in the description. It'll help you build your meditation practice. If you want to add a little bit of movement to your practice today as well, head on over to my YouTube channel. And there are so many morning practices that you can take part in. And in fact, this entire month, the entire month of October, I have committed the channel to morning movement practices. So head on over there. The link is in the description below. And let's get to our practice. Find the meditation position that feels comfortable for you today. Since we are doing this at the start of the day, you may find it most beneficial to complete your meditation in a seated position where you don't have to worry about falling back asleep. Of course, knowing that if seated doesn't feel good in your body today, find what does. This is your practice. You want to be comfortable. You want to be able to breathe easily and completely. And you want to keep the spine long. This is the foundation for your meditation position. And once you've settled into your comfortable meditation position, start to become really aware of your physical body. Notice each place where your body makes contact with the floor, chair, cushion, or whatever may be below you. Feel its stability and support. Let it ground you and anchor you in the here and now, right in this present moment. And now noticing your toes, feet, and ankles. Noticing the calves, knees, and thighs. No need to judge, adjust, or move anything. Just let your awareness be the focal point. Noticing your hips, belly, and chest. Your low back, mid back, and upper back. Notice your shoulders, arms, elbows, hands, and fingers. Notice the neck, jaw, face, and head. Notice the entire physical body. And now notice the breath that fills the body. The energy, vitality, and life force that it brings along with it and moves through it. Notice the space and the fullness. Notice the grounding and the anchoring. Stay in this place of complete awareness and presence. Now begin to ask yourself, how do you want to feel today? What comes up? What do you hear? And see if you can truly listen to the answer. How do you want to feel today? And whatever that feeling that came up, can you feel that way right now? Like, actually feel it. Whether it be happy, joyful, energized, focused, gracious, thankful, hopeful, courageous, or any other feeling that you are looking to feel today, can you feel that way right now? Can you tap into that feeling now? And then how would your day go today if you felt this way all day? See if you can visualize your day going just how you imagine it could. See it, experience it, and feel it. You know full well, it's possible for your day to go just how you imagined it. So now it's time to live it and to call it in. Take just a few more moments to soak it in, to know that it's possible. And now start to feel that connection back to the physical body and its connection to the earth, chair, or cushion beneath you. And back to the physical present moment at hand. Blink your eyes back open. Release yourself from your meditation. And grab your journal, your prompt for today. How do you want to feel today? And how would your day go if you felt that way all day? So how do you want to feel today? And how would your day go today if you felt this way all day? Thank you so much for joining me. If you have found connection from our practice today, I would be so grateful if you took a moment to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, and take a moment to share with your friends, knowing that the more people who find this podcast, the more people who can choose more joy in their lives and who can find that true soul connection that we are all working toward. I'll see you back here for your next practice.